This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Don't forget, we podcast the show after every show on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Farrell. We also put it on OnTheBenchCBS.com and on Facebook.com/FarrellOnTheBench. I think that just about covers it. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Farrell app. I think you'll dig it. It's got all our social media tweets, all of our interviews, all the history videos of the show, wherever I've been, it's all been on there. All the studio videos we do in here, all the rants I do. And then we have a chat room in there. It's got Farrellavision in there. Just click broadcast. You'll see it for yourself. So the I Am Scott Farrell app, search the I Am Scott Farrell app in the App Store. It's free. Download it. I think you'll like it. Don't forget to listen to the show on the apps, radio.com app, the CBS Sports app, and on Apple Music. Just search CBS Sports Radio. I think you'll dig it. And remember, if you're if you get the show anywhere and then one day you don't have the show, or there's a preemption, or there's a game on, or whatever, and we're not on, we're always on the apps. So just listen on your smartphone to the app, and then you never miss the show, no matter where you live or no matter what the circumstance is with the broadcast schedule of the stations that carry a lot of sports and play-by-play and the like. If you want to listen to me instead and the boys, just get the app and then listen that way, and you never have to deal with all the nightmares of the schedules that you have no control over. But on the app, we're always on there. Boom, that's the answer to prayer, if you ask me. Didn't Adrian Peterson say that going to the Arizona Cardinals was an answer to prayer?
That is what he said, yes. Although I just saw today that David Johnson might even be back as early as Thanksgiving, so it might be a short-lived reprieve for him.
So what, they'll never use him again as soon as they bring him back?
Of course not. You're going to use Adrian Peterson over David Johnson? Although he's listed as a starter already for this week, surprisingly.
Who, Peterson?
AP, yeah.
Well, of course he is. Didn't they get rid of Johnson for him, and that's that, right?
Well, Johnson got hurt, and then they've had Andre Ellington and Kerwin Williams.
Duke Ellington.
Yeah, but they got rid of Chris Johnson, but come on, let's face it. He wasn't anything special after a couple. He had a great season a couple years ago when Johnson got hurt, but he wasn't the same guy at this point.
855-212-4CBS. So going back to this game, we're in the ninth, and Castro's up, nobody out, nobody on. The Yankees up 3-2. They brought in Chapman for the eighth inning. He got all three outs like clockwork. Chris, do you like his chances in the ninth inning to do the same thing and have no trouble? He had absolutely no trouble in that inning.
I don't. I don't think he's a two-inning pitcher. He never has been a two-inning pitcher. They had all their bullets in the gun tonight. They used about two of them. I really don't like the move. I understand it. Don't like it.
You would have gone Canely, then Chapman.
Absolutely, especially because Canely looked like Mariano freaking Rivera the last time he pitched. Why not use him? He's available for an inning tonight. Use him.
Yeah, I would agree that would have been made me more comfortable than having to. But then again, look at it this way. These next three guys have to face him for the first time tonight. It's not like he's going around the order. The next three guys up haven't faced him, and his stuff is filthy.
Yeah, he's hitting triple digits every pitch again tonight. He looks like good Chapman tonight, but that's the problem. You either get good Chapman or bad Chapman. He looks like good Chapman so far, but I never like him for more than an inning.
So you're worried?
To say the least.
So you've given up on your team?
Not yet, but I don't like
yes,
what Joe's doing tonight.
Mafia, would you deem Chris Thomas as a piker and a giver-upper?
Oh, he's completely jumping off the cliff. I mean, he's just gloom and doom now. Although, wouldn't it have just set up everything perfectly for Girardi getting kicked out of the Bronx if he, you know, the way he did this, if this fails in the ninth inning, because you already had, okay, CC did great and you left him in for a while, then you got out of the jam. If he does and messes up game five by bringing in Chapman too early, you know everyone's going to be all over him again.
So I'm also watching the Islanders and Ducks. And wasn't there like a college football game tonight? I think there was. It was Troy playing tonight, and just a normal football game, no rankings or anything. Just, but Troy's 4-1, and they're losing 4-1 to 1-4 South Alabama. They're going to lose. They're down 19-0 with 7 minutes left. Are you kidding me? How is that even happening? How embarrassing! I should have never brought it up.
Atrocious.
I mean, that really is atrocious. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Clemson and Syracuse. Oh, here's an error, a base running error. How about your boy, the left fielder, dropping that ball, and you get Hicks on second with one out?
Former Yankee Austin Jackson.
Austin Jackson flubbing the – wasn't that just an easy single?
Yeah, he just let it go right through the bottom of his glove.
What was that? How about this guy? That was just terribly played and left.
He was just rushing to try to make sure he didn't get two, and instead he gives him too easily.
Oh, my God. It went right through his legs. How embarrassing. It did have a weird jump, though. It bounced. Did you see it hook right there on the second bounce? The second bounce had turned left in between his legs. So now Aaron Hicks at second, right?
At second with one out.
This is the biggest run of the game. If they score this run, if the rally killer could get a single... I say they win the game.
I would agree. If they get that little cushion, I think they're pretty much safe.
This is it, the rally killer. Does he not doom everything?
He's probably my least favorite Yankee of all time.
Do you think he'll get a hit for once in his life in a game that matters? Because he's a pretty good left-handed hitter. The last month and a half of the season, he was their best hitter.
He's about 0-for in the playoffs.
0-for. He hasn't had a hit in the entire playoffs. I mean, not even a sniff of a hit. Watch him yank one down the line right now for a double.
I mean, I thought they should have started Holiday.
Oh, he had a great cut, though, right there. He had a great opportunity to turn on one right there. He missed everything, though. He missed it by a foot. This is unbelievable. I'm under a tremendous strain in here. And I want you to know that I'm now freezing the left ball of my foot on a bag of ice. I'm going to freeze my foot and see what that gets me. I've had a lot of problems with my broken toes, the glass, broken glass balls in my feet that are just shot. Do you think he'd shoot me up in my foot too, or would that make my foot go numb, Mafia?
I don't know. I've never had the shot of cortisone, so I don't know if it makes you go numb or it just takes the pain away.
Oh, God, this guy's swinging through pitches. Like, I mean, he's like a it's embarrassing how bad he's missing the ball. I mean, he's just missing everything. He's getting blown away by this pitcher. Allen is just making him look pathetic. Come on, dude. Catch up with one of these and jack it down the line. What's the problem, rally killer? He really is the worst. Just for once in your life, come through with a hit, dude. For God's sakes.
Ellsbury, too, has been the same way.
There it is, a blooper. Oh, but he couldn't hit it out of the infield. You wussy. Oh, my God, you're such a wuss. What was that? Like a little girly man flair. What was that? Oh, he's so disastrous. Oh, they got to get rid of him as soon as possible. He's just a failure. Why do you think I call him the rally killer? He's the worst. Meanwhile, they just stand behind him. They love him to death because he's white.
Once they brought in Frazier, you thought that was going to be the end for him, that he's just going to be a bench player after that, but still they keep throwing him in there at DH.
Here's another guy that can't hit. Todd Frazier, the Todd father, my ass.
Headley's due another 13 mil next season.
He swung at that, too. He went through. He checked. They gave him no. Ball one. I thought he broke his wrist.
Frazier did make a good play at third, I think, the last half inning. I think when Chapman was in the first batter, they just smoked one down the line that Frazier pulled up. So, you got to give him credit for that at least.
He did what? He got a hit?
No, he stole one. Yeah, one that could have went down the line, he grabbed it at third and threw across the diamond to get the out.
Oh, all right. I'll give him credit for that, barely. Mike in Hilton Head, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott Farrell. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Everything's good. Big game tomorrow. Can the Philadelphia Eagles win on the road and beat the Carolina Panthers?
Well, I certainly think they can. I think that they're playing great football. I talked to Marcus Hayes tonight. You heard me saying everything great about Wentz and the Eagles. I'm a little concerned about their front being able to stop the Carolina pass rush. I think they got a great pass rush this year. They're bringing it to the pocket like nobody's business, and they're getting to other quarterbacks and putting them on the ground. They roughed up Tom Brady. I think they're going to give Wentz some problems, and Cam Newton's playing fabulous football again all of a sudden. So I'd be willing to say it's going to be a hard game for the Eagles to win, but they can do it. But I think it's going to be a tough game. So that's not going to be easy to win in Charlotte, if you ask me. The way the Panthers are rushing the quarterback and the way they're playing offensively, the way Benjamin's coming up big, Cam Newton's coming up big. What's the guy's name? Funchess is going off as well. He's had some big touchdowns. So, I think right now they're both hot. So I think they got a little bit of an edge playing in Charlotte. Obviously, I'd say that's worth 3 or 4 points. But that's probably why the line's 3. It's going to be a good game, I think. Maybe I could be wrong, but I really believe that's going to be a good game. Rich in Louisiana. Rich.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Hey, brother.
Love your show. Look,
thanks,
dude. Question for you. My daughter and I have been having some fun with your picks.
Right.
We're betting 10 games a weekend, 6 college, 4 pro. And so the first couple of weeks, we were 5-5, .500. And then last week, we were 10 out of 10, which I told her, I said, I wish we'd parlayed that. We wouldn't have to do this anymore.
That's anyway. Awesome. So last week, you had a huge weekend with my picks and made a bunch of money.
Yes, well, some money. We're not betting a whole lot. But anyway.
Well, there you go. Awesome. That's how I recommend it. I recommend, small, short end, nothing major, nothing crazy, 20, 50 max. That'd be where I would go.
Yeah, but look, here's my problem. So I'm looking at your picks, and then I go onto the service that I'm using, and they're always worse numbers than your picks. So, like, if you're saying, all right, 3 points.
Right, I get it.
And they're saying 3.5. Like, I had one game like that. And
right.
As much as a point. I'm like, well, I don't know whether to just skip those and go to another one. I don't. That's kind of.
Well, obviously, you have to take the risk. So what happens is I put out the picks. I give them to Mafia Monday night, right? So he gets them up by Wednesday morning. And then by Thursday, the games go down, right? So, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Those are when the games go. So what happens is, but I get the best lines early from Vegas. So I get all the lines, the best I can get them. Early, on Monday, I get them, and then I make my picks. By the time they go up and by the time the games go off, they could change by a half point or a point. It is, obviously something that happens, and that's what happens. People start betting on a team, and then the line changes. So what you have to do is you have to take that risk. I mean, you have to be willing to say, look, if I'm going to lay 3 on them, will I be willing to lay 3 and a hook and have to win by 4? If I'm laying 6 and then it goes to 7, am I willing to make that bet and take that risk and they have to win by 8? So it's difficult. It's no joke. But it is what it is, and betting is never easy. It's not a joyride. It's tough. It's not for the faint of heart. It's very nerve-wracking and difficult and stressful, and it is what it is. But there's no doubt. So just so you know, everything I do is straight up and legitimate. So when I get the lines early on Monday at every single sportsbook in Las Vegas, I get the best odds, and then they change as the week goes on. So when I get the picks up by Wednesday, I would recommend, at some point on Wednesday or Thursday at the latest, make your picks before those lines keep changing. Try to get them as soon as possible and make your selections. You see what I'm saying? And then you see how I do it. I rank a lot of my plays. So pick your favorite ones and get them in early. That's what I would do. 855-212-4227. Two outs. What did he walk? So they got runners on first and second, and now Gardy comes up. Gardner comes up, runners at first and second, two outs in the ninth. By the way, the Ducks scored to go up 2-1 on the Islanders. They beat Halak inside under his pad and stick side on a snapper from above the left circle. So 2-1 at the pond in Anaheim, Ducks up. But all that really matters to us right now is this game 5 for all the marbles. Ninth inning, Yankees up 3-2, runners on first and second with two outs, and Gardy's up. 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
This guy's having a great at bat. Can you believe we did that whole break and he's still up? I mean, honestly, it's a full count. He's fouled off at least five pitches, right? So, Gardy still up. Runners on first and second. Two outs, top of the ninth. Yankees clinging 3-2 on the Indians in game five. This game's crazy. I'm losing weight in here. Is that still Allen pitching? Here's Gardy. Huh?
Still Allen. They've been battling overall. Frazier walked out of, you know, walk after being down, too. They've been battling him.
Oh, God. He lined another one foul. I mean, it is just unbelievable, this at bat. How many has he fouled off? He's 2-for-4 in a game. He's having a great at bat, you got to admit.
I mean, that was his ninth pitch he's seen, so he's fouled a bunch off.
Well, no matter what, if he gets on, they're going to yank him. He's throwing too many pitches, right? So they'll bring someone else in to face Judge.
Probably. He's almost at 40 pitches already.
36 pitches, and this is a great at-bat. But you gotta do something with it for it to be a great at-bat. You got to hit the ball, get a hit, get a single, drive in the run. You got to yank one, do something with it. You can't just sit in there and foul off 15 pitches and get nothing out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Gardner and Didi have been our two biggest clutch players all year. I like this right here.
Oh, he fouled another one off on his hands. Fouled it up right in his chin. This guy, come on, bro. Come on, dude. I need Gardy to go yardy. Shut up that newsroom out there. All those hostile flagrants out there in the newsroom cheering for the Indians. Two down, two on, full count. Allen against Gardy. Game five in Cleveland. It doesn't get any better than this, and my foot is frozen. Come on, dude. I mean, is this pitcher taking long enough? Holy mother, he fouled another one off. I mean, this pitcher wants to, he probably just is done. He just has nothing left. You'd think that he'd pounce on him now. What? How many pitches? It's pitches, this about 11 pitches, and you'd think he'd be able to wear him down now and get the hit, right? I mean, come on.
And that's been like four straight fastballs out of the zone up high that he's fouled off, so I'm surprised he hasn't let, you know, I know it's tough to let him go, but he let one go earlier in the bat.
He's afraid to throw an off-speed pitch because he knows he'll walk him, and then the bases will be loaded for Judge. But Judge swings and misses at everything. I mean, he is unbelievable.
He's 0-for-4. His two hits in the series have been great. A go-ahead double and a go-ahead home run. But other than that, he has like 15 strikeouts.
Come on, dude. Let's go. There it is. He laced it into right. That's it. 4-2. That's how you get a huge at-bat right there, baby. Oh, they're going to get another run. It's 5-2. And here in the infield. And here in the infield. He scores another run. It's 5-2, Bombers. Woo! Mafia, should I go yell in the hallway? I think I should. Hold on. Woo! Do you think they like that out there?
Not at all.
What do you think?
They all hated it.
Huh?
I think most of them hated it.
That is so clutch. And then how about Jay Bruce throwing it to the Lindor, butchers the rally, butchers the throw-in, right? And then they score another run off of it. How about Lindor? One of the best shortstops in the game, butchering that throw. That's his fault. That's not a bad throw by Bruce. Did you think?
That was definitely his fault. And he's probably the best athlete on the field, too, and he made that mistake.
He was sleeping and butchered that throw-in. And now it's 5-2 Yankees in the ninth. Tell me he didn't just work over Allen. Oh, my God. He just absolutely, he worked Allen over. What was that, the 12th pitch? The key to that was what I said all along, and I was right, is that it's not a great at bat unless you get the hit. You could foul off 15 pitches, but if you don't drive in that run, it's not a good at-bat because they get out of the inning. The only way it was a good at-bat was to get a hit. which he did. That was the clutchest at bat I've ever seen Brett Gardner have in his life. And then to see Lindor butcher that throw in by Bruce and allow the fifth run to plate. I mean, that's got to be it, right? You just have to win the game now. You cannot let Lindor's mistake, and that was Lindor, not Bruce. Bruce threw it right into him. He should have had that ball. There's no way Frazier should have scored on that, Pete.
No, no way. It was a gift. And along with getting the hit and getting the run, the other issue, John Smoltz was talking about it on TV, is Aroldis Chapman sitting in the Yankee dugout for a half an hour, and the Yankees are working all these pitches, and he's sitting there not doing anything. So that was very important to get the insurance, because you may see Chapman not exactly at 100% now going into the ninth inning because he was sitting around for half an hour.
Do you think that's going to affect him? Do you think that
it could? John Smoltz said it's a big problem.
Just to sit that long?
If you're sitting around, it could affect the pitcher, especially a relief pitcher. But
yeah,
we'll see. It could be nothing with nothing.
He's very unique. He's a unique pitcher. I mean, I think he's, you know, pretty much it's simple. He throws gas, and he's a badass. And then he throws a couple of sliders and whatever, but he's mainly gas.
I think he was injured the middle of the season when he was going through that trouble when they demoted him. There's no question he was hurt.
He's just unbelievable. I still think he can get it done. I mean, you got to be kidding me. He's going to allow three runs? He's going to allow four runs? I don't see it. I don't see it. Stranger things have happened. You know, the one way to guarantee that they win this game is I think they've got it in the bag. Score another run right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, just keep scoring, right? I mean, if you got him sitting at second, go get another run. Let this guy turn on one, and it's lights out in Cleveland. Everybody will be headed to the parking lots. Judge is up. He's been miserable tonight.
I'd like to see him make contact.
Jesus, I mean, he swings and misses like no one's business. He's like Dave Kingman. Feast or famine with this guy, right?
Four strikeouts tonight.
I mean, he just looks terrible in this series, if you ask me. Terrible. Third four-strikeout game of the series. He's just terrible.
That's never happened before in one series.
Meanwhile, they're talking about him being the MVP of baseball. He strikes out like nothing I've ever seen, right? Who have you seen strike out this much, honestly?
Kingman. Dave Kingman.
Who I already mentioned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's really bad. So it's either if he hits it, big things happen, but he usually doesn't hit it. That's the bottom line. Right? Like a majority of the time he doesn't hit it.
I mean, he was incredible to start the season, but yeah, the second half is a lot of strikeouts. It's either home run or strikeout.
He adjusted in September because he got hot again, but in the playoffs, he's just been bad.
All right, so they got a runner at second, two outs, 3-1 count to Judge. Oh, by the way, he walks more than anyone on the face of the earth, too. He gets a lot of walks.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, so Chapman's in, runner on first. He walked the first guy, and now 1-2 count. And got him. He got Encarnacion with a nasty, just a filthy fastball right down a Broadway pike, right into his belly. That's one. So 5-2 Yankees in the bottom of the ninth at Cleveland. And they got a runner on first. Who was that? Santana got on first. He walked. He couldn't hit the plate to save his ass. Now he's finally throwing strikes. He's locked in now. He's thrown 24 pitches. He's got to just get the next guy. They're not scoring three runs with two outs, if you ask me. Who's up now, Santana? Who's the guy on? Ramirez is on first. Ramirez walked, sorry. This is Santana, who's over three in the game, but Ramirez was 2-for-20 or something in the series. He's hit 100, and he's sitting at first base. So this is it. I mean, bottom line, get this guy and it's lights out. Oh, that was filthy. That was just a filthy pitch off speed. He just hooked it in. 0-2 on Santana. Jackson on deck, who had a huge error in left field that led to Aaron Hicks getting that second base, that led to Gardy's hit that spread the lead from 3-2 to 4-2, and then the error by Lindor let Frazier score, made it 5. and he fouls off the 0-2 heater. Throw that hook again and get him. He doesn't know what to think. Throw that hook again. He's dead meat. He's scared to death of that big off-speed hook. I'm telling you, that pitch was so filthy. Throw that again. This guy will miss everything. He'll miss all of Cleveland. Can you believe the best team in baseball is on the brink of losing? I mean, they've been the best team in baseball, really, since the All-Star break and all season, I think. Ground out, double play ball. You got a double play ball. They can't get it, though. Didi couldn't turn it. They got the runner at second, Ramirez. Santana's on first with two outs, though. They're in big trouble. This game's over. I'm telling you, they're not scoring four runs. It's not happening. The Yankees are going to the ALCS. They're not scoring four runs on Chapman. It's not happening. They should have turned it right there. You know why they didn't? Because Castro with that soft-ass backhanded throw, he didn't have any pepper on it. All they need is one out, and it's Budweiser time. This is unbelievable. I really can't believe it because Cleveland, to me, was the best team in baseball.
Yeah, with how they played in the second half, you would have thought that they would have gone right through. I mean, and they had, the 2-0 series lead, too.
That's what's funny about baseball. You could be the greatest team in the world, the Dodgers, the Indians, whatever, and then all of a sudden you lose. It's just, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Right, because you have the opposite in the NL. The Dodgers were absolutely horrible the last month and a half. And
now they sweep.
Ripped right through.
Now they sweep. And they're in the NLCS already. They're waiting for the winner of tomorrow's game. Washington and the Cubs tomorrow night. We're on the air at 10. The game's at 8. We'll be on for the last few innings. Probably the fifth inning on, which should be beautiful. Plus Eagles and Panthers tomorrow night. And Clemson, Syracuse, Washington State, and Cal. Tomorrow night is so thick, I could chip a tooth. 855-212-4227 to hear from you. We want to hear from you. 5-2 Bombers, runner at second, two outs. They let Santana take second. They're not worried about him. Oh, he's throwing that gas to Jackson, 1-1. So all they need is one out and it's over. I'm not worried about it now. There's no way they're giving up four runs.
Santana's slower than the guy that was guarding you in basketball tonight.
That's true. That guy was slow. Do you think he'll ever come back for another game, Mafia, after what happened to him tonight?
Not if he's smart.
If he's smart, he'll realize this isn't going to go well. I thought this was I think he thought it was slow fat guy basketball, and it's not.
Right, even though the old men are in the league, they're, like you, they can run.
They can play. Most everyone can play, right? There's good teams, and then there's that.
Right, there aren't too many slow guys. They don't hang around.
They don't hang around. They don't come back. They realize they can't keep up, and they're like, this sucks. I can't run with these dudes. I'm out of here.
Yeah, they become a detriment, and they just give up.
They do. Quitters. Oh, finally, our score up. Listen to this. 105-33. Oh, my God. That's a record, Mafia.
That is for sure.
That just doesn't look good. Anyway, so I wanted to tell you. So is it still 1-1 Chapman out there? I wanted to tell you about PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up now because I hit winners. I make people money. You hear people calling all the time. Pharrell, all you do is make me stacks. Thursday, Philly and Carolina, Clemson, Syracuse, Washington State, Cal. Get on it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's $35 a month. It's a joke. $35 gets you every single pick, every single day, every single sport across the board. Baseball, snacks, through the World Series, boxing, MMA, hockey, every single game, every single night. Daily fantasy rosters are available. Saturday, Georgia Tech, Miami, Auburn, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, USC. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where it's at. Sunday, New England at New York. Gang Green taking them on at MetLife. Green Bay at Mini. Detroit in New Orleans. LA's at Jax. Pittsburgh in Arrowhead against Kansas City. Sunday night, G-Men at Denver. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the best thing ever for the price. Fans are raving about it. You hear them. Just do it. Sign up today. PharrellOnTheBench.com. You'll love it. Hide the money from your wife. Here we go. 1-2. Lights out, baby. Woo! They know it's over. you might as well head to the clubhouse. Get to the parking lot. It's over. You're not getting anything off of this guy. It's sayonara. Got him. Ball game. Bombers are in the ALCS. Sit down, Jackson. You're done. Woo. How about those Yankees? Yeah, that's it. Fire Joe Girardi. If you listen to The Fan, everyone wants Joe Girardi fired as they move on to the ALCS. Good luck with that. They got to keep putting on hosts that keep saying this stuff. It's fantastic. Let's fire the manager that gets them to the ALCS. Brilliant sports talk. I have nothing nice to say about people saying they should let him go. Are you crazy? You must be nuts. Are you kidding me? Can you believe they just kicked their ass tonight? That's unbelievable.
I can't believe it. Once, you know, they had that comeback with a 9-8 win in 13 innings, I thought there was no way the Yankees were coming back to win three in a row, and somehow they still do. I mean, you know, when you get Kluber back out there for a second time, you figure he's going to fix his stuff, he's going to get back together. Still, again, today, gave up a couple runs, just could not get it going this postseason.
Didi with two home runs. He hit a solo shot and a two-run bomb. Gardner's hit in the ninth was the clutch hit. He fell at 12-pitch at bat, and Jax went into right, a single that scores a run, and then you had the Bruce throw to Lindor. Lindor botched it, error. Frazier scores, makes it 5-2. Chapman closes the deal. He let on a walk in the bottom of the ninth, but that was it. As the big fella comes in to close it down in the last two innings, and the Yankees are going to the ALCS. You got to love Chapman making that fat money in the Bronx, baby. Woo! I love it. Actually, I love my stat line more tonight, Mafia. 31 points, 13 rebounds, 5 dimes, a steal, and a block shot, and 14 of 16 from the floor. How do you like that, Mafia? 14 of 16 from the floor, 88%. 3 of 4 from the line, 75%. That's a gamer right there.
Near perfect performance.
Almost. Almost perfect. Coco with 36. Your boy Fuego with 6 and 12 dimes. 12 dimes. Killer with 7 dimes and 10 points. Corvallis, 11. Mafia with 3, but 12 rebounds for Mafia getting involved. Pharrell with 13 rebounds. Mafia, 12. Mafia, a dime, a steal, a block shot. And, I mean, I got to love that, Mafia. 3 offensive boards, 9 defensive boards by you. Big effort right there.
Yeah, the shot wasn't falling, so I tried to do it other ways. I mean, I wasn't even running on half the breaks because you guys were so far ahead because they weren't getting back that I knew you were going to put it in. No point in me running down there and running back.
Coco went 36, 19 boards, 8 dimes, 3 block shots. How about that? I told you Kirby could play. He had 11, right? He hit 3 threes. And that was it. Yeah, it just did not go well. That one guy, the new guy in the white shirt, he was 0 for 9. He had a rough night trying to find the basket. Tommy was 1 for 9. The fat guy was 2 of 9. And your boy Slayton was 2 of 12. God, we really, how about that? 61 rebounds to 18. There was a little problem they had on the boards. 61 to 18. Everybody hates me. Whatever. 39 dimes to 6. 14 steals to 7. 5 block shots to 1. They had 16 turnovers. We had 6. I mean, you know what's crazy about it? How about, are you kidding me? There was 2 fouls. There was 2 fouls in the game we had. That was it. They had 3. That was it. They called no fouls in the whole game. It was like a fast break layup game. No, they just never called any fouls. It was as clean as they get. I love it. There you go, Mafia. I'll take it. I'm still trying to figure out who won the other game. I still don't have a result on that. And needless to say, your boy Coco and Pharrell, the whole team is the top performances of the week. That's because they don't have the second game up yet. But I would think that my 31-13, 5-1-1 will be player of the week. Top performances, at least Coco and I. You can't have 30-plus and not be top performer. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm surprised I came to work. I should have stayed home and tried to get some leg, to be honest. And I'm excited about the Yankees, to be honest with you. I did say that to you, Mafia, coming in. It's good for business here. Good for business for us. Good for business in New York. Good for business at the Fan. Good for everybody that we're still watching baseball that matters. I would have watched anyway with Cleveland and Houston. Now you ask the question immediately, what do you think of the Yankees' chances against the Astros? They're clearly a better team.
Yeah, not good. Not good chance at all. When you throw Keuchel and Verlander right away. And I mean, granted, they hit some of these other guys that we thought Bauer had some trouble at times. You know, your boy Kluber had issues, and they're just as good. But the Astros look so good against the Red Sox, it's going to be hard to match up against them. I mean, you're not going to get through and not get hit for some homers because they touched up the Boston Red Sox pitching pretty well.
I think A-Rod's on TV showing everybody his 2009 ring as if, I mean, they're close. You got to admit, they're close. You get to the ALCS, you got a shot, right? I won't deny, but they beat Kluber. They roughed him up twice. And I'll tell you another thing. Keuchel and Verlander are tough. They're going to go 1-2. Keuchel game one. Verlander game two. They get home field, right? So the games, the first two games are in Houston, right? And then two here. And then 1-1-1, right? It goes 1-1-1. So there you go. But, I mean, the Bronx is going to be rocking in the late October. They make it to the ALCS with a huge win over the Indians, 5-2. I didn't see it coming. I got to be honest with you. I thought that I really did think that Kluber would be tough to beat tonight, but they beat him. And that's that. I don't know. Did he get the loss? I don't think he did, but we'll check all the stats and everything coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.